This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, smile. The week is over, halfway done, and we are cruising into the weekend now, and we are going to have so much fun tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to begin the show. It's going to start in a few minutes, and we are going to have kind of a 30,000 foot view discussion on the state of things in the country, the state of things in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. It's going to take me a while. I have no idea how long, but we're going to walk our way through that because I'm hearing some things, some complaints that are valid complaints, but we're going to talk about it, all right? We're going to talk about China's infiltration of the power grid, communists looting the treasury. I can't stop thinking about this huge robbery at the Louvre. 42 million Americans are apparently on food stamps and cameras in your toilet. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder to you that I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to do the Megyn Kelly tour thing where I'm going to be interviewed on stage, me and Donald Trump Jr. and whatnot. I will be back on Friday for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in right now because you'll forget. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The whole show will belong to you on Friday. Now, I'm seeing some complaints. I'm getting your emails with complaints, and they're valid complaints. This is not, I'm not going to be talking down to you or calling you stupid. Complaints about the Trump administration. Jesse, they're not doing this. Jesse, they're not doing this. They're not doing this fast enough. Jesse, what about the Epstein stuff? Jesse, what the... Ed, remember that it is 100% your right to criticize any and all of your politicians, local, state, federal, from Donald Trump down to the mayor. You are allowed and you should when they make you angry. And if you have a right as a citizen, because you're not a subject, because you're not a servant, you have a right to make demands of your government. Now, what this is going to lead us to, I'm going to go ahead and spoil the ending here, is making sure, even with all of our complaints, which we can voice, that we are majoring on the major and we're never majoring on the minor. All right? That's where we're going to go. So one of the main things I am seeing right now are complaints about the pace of deportation. So before we get to that, before we even get to that question, let's discuss what happened in the United States of America and how we got to where we are. Why is it that young people can't even dream of buying a home right now? The young people are completely priced out of homes unless you really have an amazing financial situation, maybe come from a wealthy family. Completely priced out of buying a home. Why? Why is it that every day we turn on the news, you open up a newspaper, which I know is now looking at your phone, and there's another story about an illegal in this country doing something terrible, DUIs, murders, rapes. Why? Why is it that your health insurance is backbreakingly expensive? I am floored by health insurance costs. And I work for Premier Networks. And so we're underneath the iHeart umbrella, right? Because ultimately I work for iHeart, me, Jewish producer Chris, Corey, we're under the iHeart umbrella. This is a gigantic company, huge corporation. So they're going to have amazing healthcare insurance rates and ours, backbreakingly expensive. If you want good healthcare, why? Why are cities so dirty? Why? Why are so many things so crappy? Quality is low. Why can't you ever deal with someone who speaks your language? Why? Well, we can pick a date you can rewind to. You could choose your date. But here's what happened. What happened was evil people and stupid people collaborated to give your country away. Now, let's focus on the evil people first before we get to the stupid people. You, I'm assuming, are a person with a sense of duty. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you show up at the office and you work as hard as you can for all 8 hours in the workday. I'm not naive. You take 15 minutes and play solitaire. I know you do. Okay. I understand you're pretending like you're going poop, but you're on your phone putting things on Facebook. I understand that. But with the responsibilities you are given in life, whatever those may be, maybe it's a job, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're an elder in your church, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a teacher, whatever your responsibilities are, you feel a sense of obligation. Do you not? Jewish producer Chris, Corey, as much as I love to give them crap, they show up every day, early, and they are dedicated to making a good show, period. I don't ever have to question it. If I did, they'd already be gone. They're here with a sense of duty. Why do that? They could mail it in. There's a sense of duty there. Got to put on a good show. Got 3 hours. We owe you 3 hours of an interesting radio show a night. But that's because you don't only think about yourself. That's why you have a sense of duty. People who have a good upbringing, maybe setting that aside because some people overcome a bad upbringing, people with a good moral code understand that there's more than just themselves. The world does not revolve around you. It doesn't revolve around me. You are part of a society. And that the society only runs, the society only prospers and only flourishes when people feel a higher calling, a sense to do more than it's just themselves. When you're a parent, how many days do you just kind of want some peace and freaking quiet, but you sit down and play Uno with the kids? How many days? It matters. You do that because you have a sense of duty. But evil people, selfish people, they don't share that. And this becomes a plague in politics, in any kind of political power, from a monarchy, it doesn't matter. But once people get involved and start getting power, it's just so easy to think the world does revolve around you. Everything belongs to you. Everything should be used to serve you. And now here's the problem if you happen to be a politician in a representative republic. You like being a congressman, senator, president, vice president. Feels pretty good. Security. Everybody wants your autograph. Look at all the power you have. People taking you out for a steak. Shoot, steak cost you $80 anymore. They'll take you out for a steak. Feels good. You want to stay there, maybe get promoted. But what to do if your only interest is yourself, but the people, they have a vote. They get to vote on whether or not you stay in power. Well, it's quite simple if you have no sense of duty, no sense of honor to your country. If the people are going to decide whether or not you stay in power and you want to be in power to only serve yourself, the inevitable conclusion to that is, well, we need to get some people here who are going to let me do whatever I want to do. If we have all these Americans who care about the state of their town, let's just deal with your town. First, we'll make it about you locally. If you're looking around and you think, well, why don't we get some, why don't we have any benches in the park? Why do we have homeless people laying around? I just stepped over a needle. Someone pooped on the sidewalk. There were 3 break-ins last night. Why does City Hall look like it's falling down? Why can't we have this? You have demands and every right to have demands. I want to live someplace cleaner, safer, better. Well, you demanding something better of your politicians creates a strain for them. They don't want to make anything better. They want to stay in politics. They want to stay in power without having to do anything. Isn't that the ultimate child's dream? Someone pay me to do nothing. That's what politicians want. So how do you do that? You have to go to foreign lands. You have to go to people who don't care about this country, and you have to bring them here. We'll continue on that in just a moment. Before we continue on that, this brings me perfectly into customer service today. How aggravating is it? How brutal is it when you have to make a customer service call, when you have to speak to anybody in customer service, and you can't speak to an American? And why can't you speak to an American? Because believe me, we're going to get to this portion of this whole thing too. Because corporations figured out the same thing. Well, why would I pay an American $15 an hour when I can just get a call center in Bangladesh and pay them $4 an hour? Now, you can't ever deal with an American who speaks English unless you get a hold of Pure Talk. Pure Talk doesn't just charge you less. It's not just the wonderful cell phone service that will replace Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile in your life. They hire Americans. When you pick up your phone right now and you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will speak to an American who speaks English, and they're nice. Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, a hump day show. So we're doing, because this is going to end up with a majoring on the major thing about you and me. So we're just kind of doing a state of the country, state of the party. And I just covered briefly stuff we've talked about before, that evil politicians, selfish politicians in this country, many of them Democrats, some Republicans, no question about it. They're selfish. They want to remain in power. They don't want to. They don't have a sense of duty to the country. They don't want to have to improve things. They don't want to have to hear about your complaints about the cost of things, about the state of crime, the cleanliness in your society, the affordability of a home, of health care. They don't want to have to address these things. Why can't you just shut up and keep voting for them? But you don't, because you're a citizen with demands. But you know who doesn't have demands? All the people in the world who live in dumps. All those countries from our crappiest country in the world tournament. You know what they think about? These are people, you remember all the stats we gave? Living in squalor, terror, crime, disaster. Might wake up tomorrow morning, get your hands cut off. You know what these people think to themselves? If I could just get to America. If I could just get to America, especially with Democrats in charge, it might not be a mansion, be a nice hotel, maybe a job, not starving anymore. If I can just get to America. And look, this applies to the most evil types, to the criminal types. Have you ever wondered to yourself, why are so many of these foreigners, why are they so prevalent when it comes to the sexual assault stories that are horrible? Why does that happen? Because they have long, terrible rap sheets in the country they came from, and if they can just get to America, it can be a fresh start for them. A fresh start with more prey. All these people want to come to America. Now, this is a match made in heaven for evil politicians. I have American citizens, these burdensome American citizens. They want to be paid a good wage. They have demands. But there are millions and millions and millions of people across the globe who won't make these demands of me. Sure, I'm going to have to toss them a welfare check. I'm going to have to make sure they get sprung out of prison early when they get done raping a family. But that's minor stuff. If I just fill up this country with disloyal foreigners, I will have power forever, and I won't ever have to be bothered with these burdensome Americans. And that way of thinking has dominated America's political landscape for the entirety of my life and longer than that. Now, sure, there've been little blips in the radar here and little blips in the radar there. And occasionally you'll get a Republican who will half rise and say, maybe we should close the border. Can we maybe deport some of these people? But those people are either quickly run out of power or ignored in favor of mass immigration, legal and illegal. Shut up. Go back to the corner. We got a bottom line to worry about here. And so if you've been alive for 70, 80 years in this country, you have steadily watched your country get dirtier, more crime-ridden, more less affordable, just bad, 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 and bad. That has been what has brought us here. Now, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Well, you know what? You know what? Let me before I get to the good news, you want an example of how this works? Would you like to know how this works? Why do these evil people want the border open? Here's an amazing one right here. This is from Patriot Polling. Everyone's talking about this Mamdani guy, this fairly open communist, possibly an Islamist, being elected the next mayor of New York. But, here's a poll. Among American-born New Yorkers, Andrew Cuomo was not just ahead of Mamdani. He's comfortably ahead, 40 to 31. If it was only people born in America, Mamdani would never sniff the mayor's office in New York City. But, oh, would you look at that. Among foreign-born New Yorkers, Mamdani has 62% of the vote. Cuomo, the guy in second place, 24%. The politicians in this country made the exact same gamble, I shouldn't even call it a gamble because it was more of a guarantee than a gamble. They made the exact same choice that evil tyrant after evil tyrant has made throughout history. They had to choose who would be electing them. And they found that if you just brought in people from all over the world, you no longer have to do anything in office but hand out some goodies from the Treasury now and then. If you do that, they will continue to elect you forever. So that brings us to what to do about it. That's the bad. Well, let me explain something to you before we go into the details of it. If we deported 50 million people, if you could snap your fingers right now and deport 50 million people, get all the illegals out of the country, your home would be more affordable, unbelievably more affordable. Your health care, your country would be cleaner, safer. And there's another part of it that really would truly save America, deporting 50 million people, a part you're probably not thinking of. We'll talk about that part in a moment. I wanted to... I just got scolded again by a cat owner. The cat owner is upset that I refuse to talk more about Meow Greens when I talk about Rough Greens. The guy even has a cat named Chairman Meow. Yes, Rough Greens is the number one dog supplement in America. Yes, Dr. Dennis Black is a kind man who doesn't just want cats healthy. He wants dogs healthy, pigs healthy, cows healthy. He created Rough Greens for dogs and then created Meow Greens for cats. Get your cat some live nutrients, just like your dog. Vitamins and minerals and probiotics. Real nutrition, not brown filth. Sprinkle it on your cat's food and watch your cat be healthier and live longer. Go to roughgreens.com. Or call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. We'll talk about the other benefit of deporting 50 million people next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, Friday's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I won't be here tomorrow, so get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. I already read you the poll statistics for New York. Why is it? What is the deal? Why why does it seem like every single Democrat in the United States of America is now completely committed, almost weirdly committed, to keeping all the illegals here? Did you hear this bit?
I shared this with the mayor. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker, where we're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will be able to send us information on.
Democrats are creating a tracker for ICE. ICE is out there deporting these illegals. They're creating a tracker. J.B. Pritzker wants to be the Democrat nominee for president. Did you hear what he said?
This is before the Holocaust really took place. People were accused of being immigrants, and then laws were passed to limit immigrants, and then people who weren't actually immigrants were called immigrants, and then it was othering people, and that led to a lot worse things. What I'm saying is that this is how authoritarian regimes do it. They create these kind of fake ideas that there's an enemy out there.
Every Democrat in the United States of America, from United States senators to governors to mayors to city councilmen, and every single one in between, is dedicated to bringing in as many foreigners as possible and keeping them here. Why? Because it crowds you out. You want to hear an amazing statistic? Chris and Corey dropped this one on my desk. Do you know that in May of 2025, the FHA loan, home loans, to immigrants without permanent residency, it reached its peak. Do you know what it was? 6%. 6% of FHA loans went to foreigners. You know what it is right now? 0.25. That's why you can't afford a home. It's not the only reason, of course. It's a major reason you can't afford a home. Now that we understand all that, let's get to what I teased beforehand. You deport 50 million people. What's going to happen in your house, in your country? Everything, not just homes, but homes become more affordable. Healthcare becomes more affordable. Crime goes down. Dirty streets, dirty this goes down. But something more important happens, and it's something you're not going to like, but it is critically important in order to save the United States of America. It will force the Democrat Party to reform. We have talked before so many times about this, so let me explain myself for those who may be new listeners. We cannot survive long-term. Again, we're doing long-term thinking tonight. We cannot survive long-term as a country when one of the two major political parties is dedicated to burning the country down. We cannot do it. We can survive for a while. If I live in my house, I love my house. I want my house improved, but my wife wants to burn the house down. Can I stop her tonight? Yeah, probably. Tomorrow, hopefully. Next week, yeah. At some point in time, I'm going to have to run out and get something, and she's going to set the house on fire. We cannot build as fast as they can destroy. A reformed Democrat Party that at least has America's interests at heart is necessary to save the United States of America. Until then, we're treading water. Until then, we are treading water. So what has happened with the Democrat Party? They have chosen their constituency. And their constituency is exactly this, and you know I'm right. It's going to be the LGBTQ demon mob, women who hate themselves. They're known as feminists, the fake black civil rights groups who hate white people. And it's going to be the climate change nutters. And rounding all that out, it's going to be legions and legions of foreigners. But if you were to take 50 million people and you were to send them back to the dumps they came from, what happens now is the Democrat Party doesn't have enough freaks left domestically. There simply are not enough of them. There aren't enough trannies. There isn't enough anti-white racists. There aren't enough feminists. There aren't enough of them. And by the way, they're not breeding. All the talks about how birth rates are going down. Do you know birth rates amongst right-wingers are virtually unchanged? The left stopped having babies. The Democrat Party if we were to deport 50 million people, would have two choices, and only two choices. One, go extinct, virtually extinct. You could become some 10% minority fringe group, but you and I both know that people hungry for power will never accept that for longer. So that brings choice number two. What is it? If you deport 50 million people, you, even though they won't agree with you on many things, you as a Democrat will have to start considering America and Americans. As of right now, with 50 million foreigners and enough tranny freaks running around, they've been able to get by. And that is killing us. We have to force them to reform. You and I don't have power to do that because you're not in charge of the Democrat Party. You're not part of the system. You're not in the media. You're not a senator. You're not a university professor. With the only chance we have at forcing a reformed Democrat Party is deporting 50 million people. And by the way, I keep saying 50 million. You can email me all you want, but I just picked a number. No one knows. Might be 80. Might be 40. But I'm saying 50 million. Consider that a placeholder number. So let's get to what I'm talking about. This headline from National Pulse. Trump's H-1B application fee is forcing visa abusers to hire Americans. Let me clarify what I'm about to say when I discuss Donald Trump, specifically the Trump White House. And you have to burn this into your head because I'm correct. Remember, we're long-term thinking tonight. We're Save America thinking tonight. We're not talking about the midterms. We're not talking about 2028. We are talking about saving the United States of America. I understand that Donald Trump is the figure on the right and has been for 10 years. I also understand this. The 21st century is a quarter of the way over already. And Donald Trump is unquestionably the figure on the planet of the 21st century. No one else is even a close second place. And everyone around the globe would acknowledge that. He is the seminal figure of the 21st century. However, Donald Trump is not the end of our movement. He is not the solution. He is the beginning. And he deserves all the credit in the world for being the beginning. It's hard to start something. It's really, really hard. It's easy to pick up what someone else has started, or I should say it's easier. It's easier to improve something than it is to build something. There's no question about that. He deserves all the credit in the world for moving the right in certain directions, all the credit in the world. But when you say, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like that, all of that is totally valid. And you've heard me yell about Trump a million times before when he makes me mad. So I'm not being hypocritical here. But I also understand he's gone in 3 years. Goodbye. He's just the beginning. We'll talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, finishing up our kind of state of things, state of the Republican Party. At least I'm going to try to finish things up here on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So this was all leading to complaints you may have, complaints you do have, about the White House, about the Trump administration. I wish I saw more of this. I wish they'd do this. I wish they wouldn't do that. All valid. Continue to voice those. And when the White House floats a balloon out there, and they do this a lot, hey, we might do this. Get loud. Get mad. But I saw something yesterday. Yesterday was some Indian holiday. With Diwali or something like that. Was it Diwali, Chris? Is that what it was? I don't know. What is it? Is it Monday? It was Monday. Monday was apparently Diwali. The Trump administration did a Diwali celebration in the White House. And I just saw a little clip video of it. And I saw a lot of Trump fans or people on the right upset. What are we doing? That's a foreign holiday. So let me clarify. Trump is not the end. Trump has a lot of wonderful ideas and will always deserve a place on the mantle for being the huge driving force behind an America First movement where Americans are prioritized by our government over foreigners. He will always deserve credit for that. And over the next 3 years and 3 months, that's about what we've got left, he will continue to build a deportation machine, and he will get foreigners at some level out of the country. We're already sitting at 2 million after 9 months, 500,000 by force, about 1.5 they have chosen to do so. Those are rough numbers. That's fairly accurate. So if we can assume, and I'm making an assumption here, if we can assume that increases every year as the machine gets built, we'll call it 10 million. 15, maybe. We'll use 15. Now, if that's all Donald Trump does for the next 3 years and 3 months, and you know he's going to do more, some you'll like, some you'll hate. If that's all he does, though, builds a deportation machine, gets 15 million foreigners out of the country, that's enough. It's not, let me clarify when I say that's enough. It's not enough to save the country, because it's not possible to save the country in 3 years and 3 months. He's not the end. He's the beginning. We will need more after him. In fact, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, do you know this? You might be that guy one day. Did you know that? You can laugh all you want, but all these kids listen to the show, which we love. Again, it's always going to be a family-friendly show. Maybe you're sitting at home right now, 12 years old. It might be you 40 years from now. This thing we've begun about reclaiming our country, about ripping it out of the hands of the deep state, the deep state who has used foreigners to get them the power they want. This is not a short-term project. It is going to take years and years and years and years and years. But it is the worthy effort. The worthy effort. I'm not going to say it solves everything. It goes a long way to solving huge problems that affect your life and my life. The basic quality of everything in your life will go up again. It is the effort. And this is for me. How many times have you seen me or heard me sit down behind this microphone and scream about how mad I am about something Trump did? You remember when 15 days to slow the spread? I honestly thought I was going to stroke out on the air. I was screaming at the Trump administration so loud. I've yelled. And I'll do it again if I feel the need to. I don't care. I don't care about your hate mail either. I don't care. I will. However, Trump administration 2.0 has proven itself worthy by dedicating and not relenting on cleaning out the illegals in this country, about reducing the level of foreign slave labor and cleaning the illegals out of the country. They have not backed off. They've not been dissuaded. Here's the acting ICE director.
The nine that were arrested, their rap sheets are long. Right. Forgery, possession of drugs, drug trafficking, robbery, assault. So these are criminal aliens that were being...
They're rounding up Chinese street vendors in New York City. They're in Los Angeles. They're in Portland. They're in Chicago. They are dedicated to getting all the illegals out of the country. Is it fast enough? Absolutely not. Because it can't be. I got this email. Jesse, illegal deportation. If someone is trespassing on your property, one can order them off the property without due process. Why is it so cumbersome to deport illegals that are trespassing? It's so cumbersome because the scumbags sitting in office in this country have not only worked diligently to bring in as many foreigners as humanly possible, they have planned for your anger at it, and so they have done whatever they can do to ensure These people get to stay. It's not an accident that it's easy to bring them in and it's hard to get them out. The entire Democrat Party has been dedicated to that effort for years, and probably 25, 30, maybe 50% of the Republican Party has helped them do it. It's going to take time. And it's going to take time to clean out the Republican Party. Did you see this? Republicans push to renew Obamacare subsidies while rejecting Democrat shutdown. Republicans are pushing for Obamacare. This is where we're at. This was not meant to bring you down. It was meant to wake all of us up that there are great things happening slower than we would like. Slower than I would like. Slower than you would like. We have decades to go. Donald Trump is not the end. He is the beginning. More will come. More have to come. Frankly, if Donald Trump's done and that ends the movement, it won't, by the way, because the movement's much bigger than Trump. But if Donald Trump is done in 3 years and 3 months and that's it for the movement, then this will be nothing but a blip on the radar. The communists will have been slowed down briefly, and then they'll just go back to doing what they're doing, and we won't have a country in 50 years. But if we can continue this momentum, you can get involved. I can get involved. We can continue to fortify our cities, our states. We can continue to move the culture in our direction. Maybe 50 years from now, 50 million deportations, maybe that was just the beginning. Maybe we have a completely different, cleaner, more affordable, wonderful country. It can happen. It can. We have to think long term. All right? All right. Speaking of long term, let me ask you something. What would you give, what would it be worth to you to be able to watch your great-grandfather walk and talk as a young man? Wouldn't that be freaking cool? All the money people spend on these ancestry apps just to find out who was the, I want to know who my great uncle was. You know that Legacy Box today, digitizing your home movies today, is a gift to generations you will never meet. It's not just a gift to you, so you can pull these things up on your phone and computer. It guarantees future generations will get to know you. That's not just cool. That's important. Call Legacy Box. Get a box. Put your photos in there. Put your home movies in there. Let them digitize it for you. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.